Hey, Brandon House here, guys.
Yes?
Is this Kathy?
This is Kathy and Stu, yes.
Hey, Kathy and Stu. We are now live here on Lindell TV. We're waiting your call. We have a graphic with your picture on the screen. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, let us let you know, we want you to know that we're praying for your family. We're praying for your son. We have been covering that case earlier in the week. We played the full video of his statement. And so our audience is quite aware, obviously, as is the whole nation now, about what is going on with your son. I do see tonight that there are 36 members of Congress that have signed a letter demanding his immediate release, correct?
I haven't seen that. We have been on the media circuit all day, and we have not had a chance to check anything. We just have our head down doing what we can to get up. To let America know about our son's plight.
Well, let's back up so we have everyone informed in case this is not something that they have been aware of. Your son made a video. Well, I thought it was a very respectful video, frankly, just asking a lot of questions. He is a lieutenant colonel, and he has men under his command. In fact, we have heard this week from one of our longtime alumni and listeners who was under his command, who had nothing but praise for your son, and that's partly how we've come to be talking to you tonight. But we watched the video where he just simply asked a lot of questions and for accountability. Did he think that, well, of course, I know in the video he said he had not achieved the 20-year rank, that he could be risking his pension and everything, and that, you know, it could cause trouble. Did he really think it would end up causing him to be thrown in the brig?
I guess, I don't think so.
It's not something we ever talked about with him. I don't think he did.
I mean, he really thought his pension, he really thought his retirement, he thought that, you know, he may have to resign or get kicked out, but we never really talked about brig time. I'm not saying that as things progressed, he didn't know that brig time was coming. But in the beginning, no, I would say. But, you know, I can't talk to him, so I don't really know.
So you guys are not allowed.
Initially, when he hit that send button, he was highly emotional, as we all were, watching the Kabul airport be bombed and losing 13 service members. And I need to say something right up front to all your listeners. Kathy and I absolutely believe in the power of prayer. It has played itself out in our 41-year marriage. And we thank the Lord for everything that we have. And he watches over us. And there's no question in our mind that the Lord is choreographing this entire affair. But I will pick it up.
Well, you know, let me just say, you, of course, are resonating with a lot of our listeners, as well as myself, Mike Lindell. I think the word that comes to mind is providence and providential. And I guess what you're saying is you believe things are rolling out providentially, that God is controlling this and, of course, bringing your son to this position. And I think your son is doing exactly what I've told my radio and TV audience years ago. People asked me years ago, you know, when the country starts to go down this road, what is going to happen? And I said, what'll happen, or what must happen, is that leaders in the military and government will have to come forward and start speaking up and speaking out and become leaders. And I think your son is one of those leaders.
Thank you. We agree. And, you know, I saw a quote today that I love, and I wrote it down. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share it. And I'm sure many of your listeners have heard it before, but it inspires me. And that is that all that is needed for the force of evil to succeed is for good men to remain silent.
Yes.
And so we have called upon our congressman, our senator, Rob Portman in Ohio, Representative Brad Winstrup in Ohio, and we have asked Americans to call their local congressmen, and it's real simple. Are you aware of what's going on with Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller? Are you for his release or not? If you are, you need to speak up. You cannot remain silent. You, like these 36 representatives that wrote a letter, you need to help us. You need to help Stuart. So that's what we're asking your audience to consider, please. And you can remind your congressman that they're up for election in 2022. So depending on their position, their voice, we'll remember it.
Let's go back to, before we talk about what's going on now, the video got put out. Did he get a call? Did he get an email? Did he, what kind of communication did he get from his upper command about the video, and maybe lay out the time frame to how we got here? When did he, what was the date on which he released the video? Do you know the date, the actual date?
I believe it was, if my dates are correct, it was the day that the Kabul airport was bombed. I thought it was August 26th, but I read something today in another report, it was August 25th. So it was that Thursday of the bombing. We all read about it. I know Kathy and I heard about it at 5 o'clock on that Thursday night. And by 10-ish that night from his office, he launched the first video Thursday night.
Yes, and then we saw the video, and I said, oh my gosh, we were in Florida, and I said, he's in trouble. I'm worried. So we jumped in the car and drove to North Carolina as fast as we could, and we're there the next morning.
That Friday by 4:30 p.m.
he posted the second video and took us all by surprise.
Wait. I'm only aware of the one video. What's the second video?
No, wait. On Friday, he posted that he was relieved of command. Oh,
okay, that's what it was.
Okay. And we got in the car Saturday morning, and we knew he was having problems, and we were in North Carolina by Saturday night. And on Sunday, he posted a second video from his abandoned school bus on his farm.
So the background of this is he's always been a very ethical person. He's a good person.
Principled.
This is of his character from when he was a child. He's highly intelligent, and he just has a hard time when he would see some, I'm sorry, it's been a really long day. He's just a really good person, and he would always come to the aid of the underdog. That's just who he is. And that's what made him a good leader, or I would say a great leader. Nobody wants to have their son be in the infantry, in the Marines, at the tip of the spear, out there in the sand, not safe, not on a base.
Shot at.
And then, you know, he's had many difficult deployments. I'm sorry.
You're doing fine, Kathy.
I hope your listeners will understand. It's been a long week, and I've had upsetting news today, and I'm down.
No,
I'm having a hard time.
We totally understand, Kathy. You're doing a great job. You know, I'm sure there are some people in our audience tonight that are already tearing up with you. I know the hair on the back of my neck has already stood up a couple times listening to you guys. But you're being real, and don't apologize. I think there are millions and millions in this nation that are, you know, not only grieving, but there's a righteous indignation. I want to go back to how he was taken into custody. So when did this happen, and how did it go down?
He tried to resign, and they told him that he could not resign. He serves at the pleasure of the president. And they wanted to basically make him miserable. They took his command away, which was a big blow. And then
he expected. In fact, he even posted that he would have done the same thing.
And because they did not release him, he had to come in, you know, every day to work from 8 to 4. And I don't know, I guess he did some desk job. He never really told us what he did. So, you know, it was just one thing. There were unseen pressures from the military that people are unaware of.
An incredible amount of stress was put on him.
And it just started eating at him. And he looked a little unstable for a while there. And we were all worried. We thought, oh, my gosh, is he cracking under this pressure? Because let's remember, he's had a lot of tours. And he's seen a lot of things. And he's done a lot of things. And he is a good person. And he not only did he serve on the battlefield valiantly, and he has saved many young men's lives. He has. That's why he has his combat V. He also, since coming home, has worked to prevent veteran suicide. What most people don't understand, the numbers are staggering. We lost over 7,000 troops during the 20-year war. But we have lost, and depends on who wants to fudge the numbers which direction, somewhere between 30 to 100,000 service members that have returned home to die of suicide. And he has done a lot of work with suicide prevention, both with an organization called ahero.org, and he has a 50-acre farm, which is where the abandoned school bus is, because they would use it to camp out in the school bus while they kind of like a, you know, military style.
We'll call it group therapy.
And they would have group therapy, talk, you know, talk about things, support each other, have campfires, you know, all kinds of things like that. So it looks to the world like, oh, he's in this abandoned school bus, but the school bus, he has two of them, and that's where they camped. He also had a small entrepreneurial business that was in all of the PXs, and immediately the military shut that down and took it out of all of the PXs.
On day four.
On day four. There was just pressure applied every which direction. And he also, during with this business that he had, he did lots of podcasts because he recognized that so many veterans, while serving, had this pride, and they were, and some of them, for the first time in their life, they were proud to wear that uniform. And when they got out and when they went home, maybe life wasn't so good for them and things weren't working so well. And he was hoping that he was encouraging them to follow your dreams, start your entrepreneurship before you get out of the Marines, so that when you can get out, you've got a pride and a purpose. And he was thinking that was going to help with suicide prevention. So when he saw how badly the retreat went, with Americans leaving the weapons, leaving the people, the 13 service members dying. And let's remember here, I'm crying here because I'm worried about my son, but I'm going to get to speak to him one day.
You're going to get to see him again.
But there are 13 families out there who are never going to get to see their loved one again. And he started with the 1-8, and it was the 1-8 that lost the most service members, and he knew one of them, and it was personal. And there was a letter sent out, and it from the commandant that said, hey, we, you know, some of you are asking, was it worth it? Well, you know, it was worth it because you're fighting next to your brother by your side. But if you're not feeling, if you're feeling a little depressed, you might want to seek counseling. And he's like, hey, I've had PTSD in the past. I've sought counseling. We need more than counseling. We need our upper generals to say what we did mattered. We need accountability. We need to say this was a botched, a bad plan. We made mistakes. You know, it was worth it. We just made mistakes in the end.
And they can't do it. Unfortunately, we all stalled them in front of Congress Tuesday and Wednesday, and they can't admit, they can't accept accountability. It's disheartening.
So by getting accountability, having the accountability saves lives. It saves lots of people. And when our son came forward that night, so many people have written us to say, I was in a really dark place that night, and I was thinking of taking my life. And you standing up for us, it gave me courage. It gave me the will to go on. If you could stand up and risk all of that for us, we want to go on. And this is the type of person that they want to bury and put in prison for the rest of his life.
How many years is he looking at? How many years are they threatening with?
I'm being dramatic. I don't know. He hasn't even been formally charged.
He's been in prison for 5 days and hasn't been charged. There will be a hearing again on Tuesday. We are praying that his legal team and the Marine Corps will soften, and they will quit with the stubbornness and meanness. You know, here's what's really sad. Here's what's really sad. Stuart loves America. We love America. Stuart loves the Constitution. So do we. Stuart loves the United States Marine Corps. We've been Marine Corps parents for 17 years, and we love the Marine Corps. And what is most sad is by them taking this stand to try to bury him, they are hurting themselves. They're going to lose recruitment. We've already talked to parents and said, my son was thinking about joining. I don't think he wants to join now, and we don't want to encourage it. And that breaks our heart. And I know that wasn't Stuart's intention. He was he has so much pride in the Marine Corps. But, you know, these guys, you saw them on Tuesday and Wednesday, they will not take accountability. And I believe they should resign and step aside. We need new leadership.
Well, who need
to rebuild.
Are you speaking about General Milley at this time?
I'm speaking about Milley and McKenzie, and my wife is telling me to not do that.
We just really have been trying to not make this as negative as it has gotten, and we've been on so many talk shows, and you know, cause we wanted to get the word out. But
well, I guess that my question to you would be: Do you think that they are going to seek more revenge on your son? For your speaking out and standing up and not kowtowing to these folks than if you just, you know, went away like whipped dogs?
Well,
I tell you what.
That occurred to me today, and that's why I'm having such a bad day.
So Kathy's on the fence. Should Kathy have a gag order and not talk anymore? I'd love to know from your listeners, should we stop? Should we just retreat and be quiet and hope and pray for the best? We're questioning ourselves.
Well, I can tell you, and I've been in the media world for 30 plus years, and you don't know a lot about my background and books and documentaries and research I've done, but I'm telling you, with that as my background, I think what you're doing is excellent. I think it's excellent for the country. I think it's excellent for yourselves. I think it's excellent for your son. I think your son needs an advocate. I know the American people that love the Constitution and want a constitutional standing army need spokespeople. And frankly, I don't think that you guys sitting around staring at the walls is what you need to be doing. I think what you're doing is good for everybody and the nation. It's the right thing to do. We have a saying around here sometimes when we do stuff, Mike Lindell, myself, and others do things. We finally reach a point where we feel like things are safer because the more public we are, the safer we are. So at some point, the danger starts to decline because you become so public that it actually makes you safer. I think in the end, what you're doing is going to help the cause. I hope I'm not proven wrong, but I think at the end, I mean, look, you apparently didn't know it because you've been doing media all day, but I checked on your son's story for when on the air, and that's when I found the letter tonight signed by 36 members of Congress.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your words too. They'll keep us going. So tomorrow we're going to travel to North Carolina from Ohio. We want to be there. We're hopeful. Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas has asked that the Tuesday hearing be public, but at a minimum, he has asked that his mother and father can be present. So we're traveling to North Carolina.
We're hoping.
We'll be doing media all day Sunday. We're going to get a break tomorrow for our voices, but we're going to be back on media Sunday and Monday, and we hope to get to see our son on Tuesday, and we would ask all of you to pray for the best outcome.
I'm going to ask our audience to get a pen and paper, because I think there might be a website you guys can go to. So I'm going to ask my audience to get a pen and paper while I ask you this next question first. Did he have a hearing today?
No, he had a hearing on
Thursday,
and we fully expected them to drop charges. The day before his hearing, but they only gave his lawyers 24 hours notice for the hearing, and they dropped a 640-page document on his desk.
Did you say 640 pages?
Yeah, it almost sounds like healthcare reform.
Yeah, what on earth? I mean, have you guys read it?
Well, we wouldn't know. We weren't there. So anyway, and so many people came to his defense. I don't know what happened. The hearing was supposed to be at 1:30, then 3:30, then 5:30, and then it gets to be 7 o'clock-ish at night, or almost 8, and we still haven't heard anything, and I'm thinking, well, that must be good, I guess. Maybe they're, you know, but they decided to postpone it until Tuesday. So we have until Tuesday to get some serious prayer out there. We need lifted up right now. We need our son lifted up and his attorneys lifted up, and we need help. We're in a really dark place.
Well, okay, you're going to get me emotional here.
You know, and if I had a decent pillow, I might be able to sleep better, too.
Well, hey, if you want to text me your address, I'll see that we overnight you have several pillows, and I'm not kidding. Are you kidding? I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. I just had to try to make Kathy laugh.
Yeah, but I'm not kidding. You text me at this number when you hang up. I'll see you get a big box of my pillow stuff. Mike, it'd be our honor, Mike Lindell and I's honor to do that. I'm not joking with you. What is a website? I mean, your family must be acquiring expenses. You're running from Florida to North Carolina. I don't know.
Yes.
Are you raising funds?
You. My son, before he was incarcerated, chose Eddie Gallagher's foundation. Eddie Gallagher is a former Navy SEAL that himself spent 8 years in.
We know Eddie. We interviewed his wife. We interviewed his brother. We were bringing national attention to that story on our 58 special stations.
Stuart chose Andrea and Eddie's foundation.
Yes.
So it is pipehitterfoundation.org, and then you will follow the link to Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. I encourage your listeners to read the comments from around the world. A lot of veterans, a lot of civilians, they are inspiring. And like I said I don't think I said it on this program, I said it on an earlier program, I have been going to that site maybe every couple hours before I get on the radio or TV just to inspire me. Americans are lifting me up, and your comments are doing that for us, so thank you.
Can you give that website again, please, Stuart?
It is Pipe, P-I-P-E, Hitter, H-I-T-T-E-R, foundation.org, and then you will see a link on there for Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller where you can donate. Yes, it's for his legal expenses. It's to help his family. Remember, he threw down his pension. He threw down his health benefits in VA, and we're hopeful that those may be restored, but
Mama just wants him out of the military and out of the brig.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care otherwise.
And he wants an honorable discharge, correct?
That's what he's asking for.
What do you think he deserves?
Well, he deserves the honorable discharge. He actually deserves to become a full colonel is what he deserves.
Well, thank you. So, yes, that's what he's asking for. And I know his legal team is asking for his benefits to be restored, et cetera. So,
you know what's interesting, what's interesting is that your son has questioned what this government and military have done and asking questions and accountability. And look where he's at. But how many of the members of the military were completely disrespectful to Donald Trump, including what General Milley did, going around the president's back, cutting off communications directly to the Pentagon, apparently telling everybody they'll answer to him, calling China, but nothing happens to Milley. But look at what, I mean, how is, this doesn't sound like there's an equal standard here, does it?
No, it's hypocrisy. And they're making him the scapegoat because maybe they're unhappy with how things went down on the Senate floor.
But
I can't prove that. That's just mom talking.
By the way, do you think it's a coincidence that on Monday morning, before these three amigos went in front of Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday, that it was Monday that they locked him up?
No. No, it's not coincidental. No.
It's outrageous.
What I want to do is we'll be in touch with you. We'd like to get you back on. We're going to keep updates. Of course, we're going to ask our audience to pray. We're going to ask them to go to that website and look at supporting him and the family and the cause and the lawyers and just get involved in that way as well. And to spread the story far and wide and continue to bring massive national attention, international attention to this story. But we are definitely going to want an update. I'll be updating the audience as the stories come out. But anytime you want to come back, we love an update. And when I tell you that if you want to text me your address and where we can overnight a bunch of my pillow products, I'm telling you, we would love to do that. We'd be honored to do that. So I hope you will take us up on that offer.
Well, maybe we'll be, if we get some good night's sleep, we'll be in a better place next time we talk.
Well, I hope you are.
By the way, I'm going to give your listeners a phone number.
Okay.
Today, I think it was on one of our programs, they gave a number to call in, and
to speak with your...
I think it was maybe to speak with your congressman. I don't know. I haven't tested this phone number.
Is it a 202 number, 224?
Yes, it's 202-224-3121.
That's Capitol Hill, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then let's burn it up, America.
Let me just double-check the number. Make sure it's not the White House. 224...
Well, maybe the White House needs a wake-up call.
Yeah, exactly.
As I said today, this could all go away with a signature from the president.
Yeah, I think that's the U.S. Capitol right there. Yeah, so 202-224-3121, that's the United States Capitol, 202-224-3121. And right now we've got 36 members of Congress, as we were coming on air tonight, that have signed a letter. The letter is circulating online. Calling for his immediate release. So I think you guys are doing good. Mom, don't get to second guessing what you've done. I think you were right when you came on. This is providential. It's all unfolding. Much of the conservative media obviously is coming your direction. And so I wouldn't start second guessing yourself now. So I hope my words will bulk you up a little bit.
I needed to hear that. Thank you. I mean, in the beginning, I was on fire, and I felt like we were made for this moment, and our son was made for this moment, and everything in my life had led us to it.
And he has no idea. Obviously, he has no idea you're doing this, right?
Unless his attorney told him, no.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal. He didn't have to do much to light the fire under Mama Bear. As I said earlier, in our 90-second phone call with him today, he said, tell everyone. The first day he was put in jail, he told Kathy, tell everyone. So that's all she needed to hear.
Yeah, so you're doing exactly what he's asked you to do, so definitely don't second-guess yourself. With that new piece of information being added to the table, do not second-guess yourself at all tonight, Kathy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. We'll be in touch.
All right, thank you so much.
And we'll be getting a care package out to you guys.
God bless America. I'll write you.
Absolutely. Stuart and Kathy checking in tonight, and we're asking for you to pray for them and their family, as well as call Capitol Hill, and we'll continue to give that number tonight, 202-224-3121. Of course, it being Friday night, I don't know anyone will answer, but you should certainly leave it on your refrigerator and call Monday. 202-224-3121 is the number for the switchboard for the United States Capitol. Again, the story is related to Lieutenant Colonel Scheller and him being thrown in the brig for simply making a very, very respectful video talking about his years of service, the men that have lost their lives, the hard things that he has had to do and hard things he saw while in the military and in combat, and questioning what was going on with the withdrawal of Afghanistan. That has put him in hot water. He's been thrown in the brig. And yet tonight it is starting to seem to get some good attention from members of Congress. As I said earlier, just before I came on the air tonight, I was researching on the story and did stumble on the letter signed thus far by 36 members of Congress. I think we need to get that number way, way up, folks. We need to get that number way up. And I think on Monday, many of you should be on the phone calling Capitol Hill and talking to your U.S. representative, as well as your two U.S. senators. Just by way of civics lesson, for those who don't maybe remember, you have one U.S. representative, you have two U.S. senators. Capitol Hill switchboard, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121.